Hello and welcome to the Arena Sports Show. I go by the name of Chloe Grace Mpanza. In our previous episode, I said ugogo ageko wa mkulu in this one. Our grandpa is finally back. Mahlathi Mphahlele, my favorite influencer. So great to have you back. But we'll introduce the guest that we have as well. But good to have you. How are you doing?
So you've decided to embarrass me in front of this day.
I didn't know that your grandpa. Don't ever call me grandpa. Not now.
This is using my football.
As you can tell, we also have Killer alongside Mahlathi Mphahlele and of course Captain Fantastic himself. And basically what we're going to do today, I've assembled a strong squad to dissect the Soweto Derby. It is a big one. It is a derby that is of course exciting, especially when you look into the youngsters. We'll get to talk about them in just a bit. But before we do that, there is of course our usual order that we had to go through to find out what's been happening in the world of sports. Here's your top stories.
Sprint star Akanisi Mbine, Javin Queen, Joanne Duplessis, and middle distance runner Prudence Kodiso were among the big winners at the Athletics South Africa Awards at the weekend. Blitzball coach Phillips Neyman is happy about the team's fourth place finish at the HSBC Sevens in Perth, saying they ticked a few boxes for the start of the season. Betway SA20 celebrated its 1 million ticket holder at the match between the Joburg Super Kings and the Sunrisers Eastern Cape at Wanderers on Sunday to further illustrate the tournament's popularity.
And then when we look into, of course, the athletes that have impressed us in the past few days, I think let's start with our guest this time around. Captain Fantastic, who has impressed you in the past few days?
Don't say that I'm an Orlando Pirates fan.
Obvious.
Obvious. No,
the boy is something else. No, yeah. I think Narele Mofoke.
Yeah. Oh, he's the star.
Mofoke, yeah.
And I'd love to ask you about him, but I mean, we're going to talk about him in just a bit, so we'll leave it there. Killer, what about you?
For me, I'll choose Sundowns as a team. They were playing minor opponents, but they showed their professionalism and they managed to score a lot of goals. So it shows for the level they are at and how serious they take these games. So I'll go with Sundowns.
Sundowns, a new influencer?
I'm going to shock you.
Oh, okay.
I'm going with...
You're probably going to Kaizer Chiefs, aren't you?
Yeah, I think I was impressed with McLaughlin's performance at the weekend. If he continues at the rate he's been going at...
Yeah.
He will offer something for Chiefs in that midfield. He's a dynamic player, very good on the ball, because of a pass on him.
For sure.
And also Mashian on the left. I've always felt that Mashian, I think, with more game time, he can be a good player. In my view, he's a little bit better and offers Chiefs a little bit more than Cross. So for me, George McLaughlin and Mashian for Chiefs are my players of the week.
All right, we did mention that we're building up to this big spectacle, and one thing about the derby is that the noise level, we literally hear it 2 weeks before, but once you get to the derby, it becomes extra special. So let's take a listen into, of course, the previous derby that happened on the 9th of March, 2024.
Thank you.
And I think it's only fair that we ask the man that has played a lot of Soweto derbies. Skim, talk to us about that moment when you're walking down the tunnel. And I mean, the noise level is absolutely insane. How are you feeling at that point?
I think you can use to the noise.
Yeah.
A derby will always give you a sleepless night. And yeah, you can use, you know, to the derby. That's why they are saying it's not an ordinary game. Mm. It's a special game.
For sure. How many derbies do you have to the end?
You know, I think now I'm the third highest. If I recall, I think Happy is the highest.
Happy's first.
You know, played more than anyone, and mm-hmm. Shaba, I think. Mm. But there was where I was holding the record. The record are there to be broken. Oh, yes.
Maroke, yeah. You're the only captain who's won treble in.
I was born a Baganiya, man. You know, Paris no, made me who I am, and
nice. It's all about our loyal range.
Sure. Yeah.
Nowadays,
no. Yeah. I'm a red abiona. I have a red abiona. And you know, as a leader, obviously, you must lead by an example.
Yeah. For sure.
You must make sure. Yeah. After you play a game, Mount Ali came on Saturday, we asked Guti, next Saturday we're going to play a derby. Ujalama is good. No, it's past chance.
Yeah.
Let's focus on, you know, a good derby. This is what I did, my comment after mm-hmm. Parrot won, mm-hmm. Parrot Instagram. I said, it's past. Let's focus, Gupi.
Yeah.
Good derby.
I fully agree. Yeah. And I mean, Killa, he talks about that build up, right? And it's interesting because when I'm preparing for work, I don't want to talk about anything else. Like, if Uzamong Pazam, I'm going next. So, for you, how is it, you know, preparing for a big game like that? Where, now leading up to the game, are you isolating yourself? What kind of player were you?
I think it depends as an individual, but myself, let me say, when I joined Chiefs, mm-hmm. first time I experienced the derby, it was crazy.
Yeah.
I've never seen something like that. Mm-hmm. When you were on the TV, but when you inside and you get to see and how they prepare themselves, it's crazy. Everything shuts down.
Mm-hmm.
For me, Jimmy, you see players doing extra work.
Of
course.
Sure.
So it's something else. And what I realized for Tukuti, previous results or form, when it comes to the derby, I count. That moment that matters. Mm. That moment. Yo, but it was crazy. I was literally shaking. Mm. I played the Guafrika cover too. Stadium banana mezi di palago di but derby it's something else.
Yeah, okay.
So you need to be, I think you need to be psychologically strong, more than physical. So yeah.
You didn't finish. You lost to our first. You lost to our first derby.
No, but you can't call him black label. I can't. We lost.
I'm putting on it. I this mind was a draw. Yeah, was a draw.
One.
Keep the score first.
Musasha.
But after that, they did, you know, because of, you know, all John was allowing me to attack.
Yeah.
I went there, play 1-2-1-2, then after they got a penalty, the late Lesi Manyatela converted it. Yeah. May his soul rest in peace.
But who were your roommates? And I asked this because I know who your roommate was. And what do you mean, how do I know?
There's a guy. That guy is telling me, you know, John Wenung.
So talk to us about the roommate chronicles. And of course, preparing for a derby. How was
my, my roommate?
Yes.
Spit fire. Yeah. No, the boy. I'm talking about Kunushia. I'm going to catch him. No. Timmy. But you know what? Ne, who is this boy? Masnamel. Hey, used to give me a hard time.
Punch.
Used to give Timmy a hard time. You know, I used to tell him that. Bona, if I can't fit a change, I go to the other side to Jimmy's side and bring through. You know, because of both they can run, punch and terminator.
Yes.
So, and you know, Timmy is not a skillful player. Mm. Obviously, he was always using his strength. And his strength is what?
It's to go and
100 cross. Meters.
Yeah. Of course.
But now 100 meters, punch 150. So, hey, it was tough for him. But Yeah, no. One of the guys were longhoring. What a cool guy, eh? Yeah, what a cool guy and hard work and always motivate me that you know what, you must do extra training, work hard and.
But Skip, what sort of discussions do you have the night before the match?
The night?
Because, I mean, there will be times where the starting players will know, regardless of whether the squad has been announced or not. You know, before you go to sleep, what sort of discussions do you have?
You know, you are right, Tlhatsi, because if we always have a meeting the night before we sleep. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we'll talk about the game and we'll look at, again, yes, they say history, but we'll look at the history of the derby. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, that some of the players say, you know, they're new and some are youngsters. So as a senior player, you must share experience, you know, to the youngsters and to the new players. And, you know, this is what we said, that a derby, I see, just a game. Yeah. You know, it's a special game and it can build you and at the same time it can, you know, kill you. Mm. So those, you know, advice, we share with them. Tell the new players, they must forget where they come from.
And play the story.
Focus more derby, you understand? And it's good, as I said, for now my first derby, I just want to thank Old John. I think he helped me, Old John, to settle, you know.
Sure.
And I had a good game that day. I played very well my first derby. So, and yeah, I'm proud, man. Some of the people, they play a derby, then after that, they are gone.
And you made it to many of them.
Just two special players there, Old John and Leslie Manyatsela.
Those were two special players.
Leslie was quality. When I grew up, I wanted to be like him.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like him, the way he was finishing, and he was something else. His first touch.
Did he play together with the team?
No.
He didn't?
No, I'm not 23, but there's something like
him. Yeah. You know, sometimes you just wonder what could have happened.
Because I remember one
kid. You are right. Just imagine him and Killer.
That would have been special. But I mean, but Killer, you've got two questions now that you haven't answered.
Your roommate.
And of course, then the conversation with the roommates.
I've always shared the room with Pagak. I don't know if you remember. I think from our daily days at Super Sports, then Sundowns, then the national team, obviously. And when I got to Chiefs, he was maybe only the person I was close to.
I see he's a big shot lawyer now.
Yeah, now he's a big shot lawyer, politician. He meets a Julius Malema.
But
so that made it to me like.
No, you know why? Because of maybe he was a defender.
He was a right back.
Yeah, right back again. That's why.
So,
that's
Papa. So, what we do before the game, we were at Davis specifically.
Yeah.
So actually, and the whole week it build up from training, derby, the video derby. Everyone's talking about that. So all fit like you want to take your mind off things.
Mm.
So none of people were stuck. What's it stuck?
Oh, just to take your mind off.
Taking his stuff. Am I getting it?
But obviously. Derby is a serious game, so we need to remind each other, hey, power at Amtul. Come Kwabuan, Terminators first, or whoever's playing on his side. What Amtul, are you ready? Like you, we got a problem, we're going in. And then obviously we try to remember the past result. So we must focus and do other things. But most of the time you want to take your mind off things, especially big games like this, because they're stressful. They can be stressful. You need to focus until you warm up.
Influencer, it's also stressful on your side. I mean, everybody wants to attend a derby and you get to see more journalists that you wouldn't see. 3 months before the derby, talks from a journalistic perspective.
Yeah, I guess it also starts from the newsroom, you know.
Yeah.
You know, editors will want different angles for stories and all these kinds of things. And then sometimes it becomes tricky because the clubs also wants to gatekeep. You don't have access to the players most of the time to the derby. It will only be maybe on a Thursday at the pre-match press conference, where the coach will be there with the captain. It's exciting. I think, you know, coming all the way You know, I mean, the guys have been in pro football for a very, very long time. In the, what, maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago. It was even more exciting then because you had personalities in the derby. You had bigger players, which is unlike how it is now. It is still exciting now, but back in the days, it was even more exciting. I mean, we just talk about players like Abu or John, Willis Limon, the late, you know, during those days. The side of Chiefs, the side of Chiefs also, you had very, very good players. Abu Cyril Nzama, the legends, Brian Baloyi, you know. So it was an occasion. Someone used to say in South African sporting calendar, you have the Soweto Derby.
It's a culture.
Yeah, it's a culture. The Soweto Derby, you have Springboks, All Blacks. Those are the two main events in our calendar. So it's always exciting also for us. Also, it culminates in what happens in the stadium on a Saturday, full house. You can't even hear yourself talk to a guy sitting next to you. You can imagine about the players. How do they communicate? Maybe it's something that we can touch on that. How do you guys communicate in that noise?
No, you can't. You can't. You only talk to the nearest player. Otherwise,
that is something else.
Yeah.
You can't prepare for it like come one. You can't communicate.
Yeah.
So players must be on the same.
That's why you find coaches making signs that don't
understand. Yeah, giving them those theory that you know what.
But there's letters now that you can use now. I've seen notes that are being passed now, so you can find a way to use the notes.
But the difference, come Kumatata one. Back then, the quality, I think.
Yeah.
It was too much. So players were not worried. So they understood each other.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I wanted to ask you a question. Do you feel like the level? No, the atmosphere is still the same.
That one it don't change.
I'm saying the level inside the field of play. Do you think it's still the same? The quality.
For me, I think obviously David, I understand that, but as the Matlatiashile Hore, back then, you know, they were plus by the derby. You know, you can't play that without Kaizer Chiefs, Shavol, you know, Pirates, you can't play that without Penance Villa. But, you know, now, as Matlatiashile, you can play that without, you know, a regular player. But a regular is good when you play against smaller teams. But the derby, you find the Real Madrid, but that time, the derby went you play against Kaizer Chiefs, David Hadebe. You won't play, you know, maybe three games. Come to David. David Hadebe and Mbesuma.
Because keeper also talking about the quality and the standard. I mean, the current players are trying their best, and it's okay.
No, very true.
But when we were growing up, now, I mean, those who that we were talking about, Boom Doggies, Boteng Zamuloi. Brian Baloyi, you know,
£2.
Yeah, those were the players that were there at that time, and it was just something else.
Very true.
I remember the old FNB Stadium. You know, it was unbelievable.
I think South African football in general, like we have accepted. Well, like, this is where we are.
Yeah.
So now, with the quality, the boys come cool. You can't judge them.
Yeah.
You know what I think though, guys, and maybe you can disagree with me here, right? When you look into, I think now the biggest problem, because you speak about pound to pound, is that back then you had both teams show up and you didn't doubt both quality from Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates. Now it's only Pirates. Pirates is where you're seeing where they're going and you can trust the talent. I mean, if you can go beat Al Ahly, there's no way you're going to doubt an Orlando Pirates right now. But Kaizer Chiefs, you kind of don't know where they are.
You don't know how they're going to turn up.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that's where the problem is.
I think I can jump in there. It's true, if you look at the two teams, Pirates is a much better and much settled and much more organized side compared to Chiefs. But, you know, as the guys have already indicated, Chiefs have got this thing of going into a match where there are no hopers and they'll finish. I remember under coach Pizzo, they went to Loftus. Nobody gave them a chance. They went there, they beat them. So it adds to the intrigue, it adds to the excitement of the whole match. But if we look at what we know now in terms of stats and numbers, Pirates are a much better side than Chiefs. But I can tell you now, there's a strong possibility that Chiefs can beat Pirates. The chance is there. It's just all about rising to the occasion on the stage. when for the sure. stage is there. Yeah. But and you can be guaranteed also there will probably be more Chiefs fans yeah. on the stands at Barrett, which is another thing.
I think true. The problem at Chiefs is mostly there's no leadership. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
There's no leadership. That's why they're inconsistent. Like if your boy is not Dala, you're in the field and then by the time you're Taban, what do you do?
You tell them.
And tell them what you let go right there. So when Otta Misa Mutatwana Lukun is such a big personality or an important person in the dressing room, you have to always place him
the
same quality or same personality. So now you're putting the weight more a boy like Vilakazi or Shabalala, yes. Mm. It's too much for them to carry a brand like Chiefs. Well, Mike Fitako Chiefs, they give me a lucky cause.
Well,
I was an established player. I was. Didn't give me a brand. Where's Alamo? I played against him. Kero Mohanyi, Omo. Kero Epa. Now he's still the fellow.
How are you? He doesn't mean
that. That was the moment I, Mamma, go for a loud
telling. That is true. But I mean, Skim, then when you look into the quality then of Orlando Pirates, I mean, we talk about the lack of leadership in terms of Kaizer Chiefs side, but then you look into Orlando Pirates, there's a cash there who is in the middle of the park, and yes, he just got to Orlando Pirates, but he comes with the leadership, that backline, that's the entire leadership that you've got there, Sipho Chaina as well. So talk to us about the different leaders and the youngsters who are now comfortable in being at Orlando Pirates and shining, because you're getting a leader that's consistent. Nkota now, and Lozi, who's coming off the bench and is also impactful. So the youngsters have stability, which I think that was the key thing with the youngsters back then at Kaizer Chiefs, is that Achabu could do what he could do because there was stability around him.
Yeah. I think it's good to have leaders, you know, in the field, and I'm happy with Orlando Pirates because of, like, now I see, you know, we have leaders. We've been complaining about, you know, the leadership, you know, at Orlando Pirates.
Mm.
But now I think, you know, senior players are coming to their part. You mentioned a chain. Mm. He went to the national team to get some experience, and now I can see he can even communicate, talk to the, you know, to the guys. And I'm looking at CBC, Toki, and Hoto, you know, and looking in the middle,
Makaula.
You know, and you're looking up front, there's Mabasa. And you need, you know, a leadership inside the field, actually the spine of the team.
Yeah.
Like now, KG was, you know, talking about the previous derby, you know. You had, you know, like my team, we had too many leaders, Bendy, myself, Sanguine. That's why it was easy, you know, to play or to win, you know, silver wise or to win a trophy because of, you know, leaders. We don't need the coach to tell us.
Yeah.
We have a leader in front who can tell Makazi what to do, Bendy, to help him. Mm. At the back, we have Monipi, can tell the defense. Myself, Sia, we can. So I'm happy with Orlando Pirates. You know, this is what we, you know, complain and say, you know what, we don't have leaders. But I see now senior players are coming to the party. You know, one thing I was like, these guys, they don't protect really. Even if after they kick him, they like. But now, kick really, you see.
Hey.
All of them, they come to me. Which is, you know, it reminds me with us. You know, the time when, term of opus.
Yes.
Kick one of us, you see.
Yeah.
There's Penny, there's Samuel, myself. That team. It was untouchable, that team. Hey.
Yeah.
And there's Monip, we'll run from there. Brother, Monip will run, is it 100 or 110? From
personality, that's leadership.
Yeah.
But also, with Pirates, you must understand, they've been with the coach for how long? 4 years? 4 seasons?
I think three.
Three now.
Yeah. I think the difference between two teams is Pirates have been building, and whilst they were building, they were also winning trophies.
Yes.
Yeah, true.
So Chiefs, you'll never know, they chop and change, and I don't know, scout to Sabana Kamang, where they get these players. I'm not criticizing, but for the standard of Chiefs, you need more than that.
Can I ask you one thing that influencer said last year with no parting? He said half of that Kaizer Chiefs squad, according to him.
More than half.
Oh, more than half now?
Yes, judging from the results, from the performance of this season, I agree with him.
They don't really deserve to play for Chiefs. I will say it again. Did you see that team yesterday when they played?
Yeah, of course.
So how do you, you know, when you play for Chiefs, you... We've just now rattled the names of the guys who played for Chiefs.
Yeah.
No, Dr. Khumalo.
Yeah, yeah.
Sheikh Skumani, the late.
Don't go too far back.
Because that's what I grew up with.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Last time they won a silverware was there. It was 2014 or 15.
Yeah.
Cash mm-hmm. back.
2015. Yeah.
We're not playing the most effective football. But I'm trying to go to what Matlas is saying. When I got there, they already had a squad that was together for a season or two.
Mm-hmm.
I can even from the goalkeeper to the reserves. We had Kune, we had Tsep Masilela, you have Sponsor Gakra, Mashamaite,
Matoho,
Katsande, George Malule, George Levese, Masango, Musona, and Gata up front. That's your 11. You know what's the bench? Brilliant Kuzwayo, Josta Dada, Siwamonga Nkosi, myself, youngsters, George Malueke, XTN, those are youngsters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The quality, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So Stuart can change the team tomorrow, say, this seven must rest, these ones must go. Mm-hmm. And same quality, the standard is the same. Morgan is on the bench. That's why we managed to win. I'm talking about international players.
Yeah.
Myself, I'm in the bench.
Yeah.
I'm watching this.
You can't say the same thing about it now.
Yeah, I know.
Hence,
so you think Kirsten will want to go out because he knows Killer is on the bench?
Of course not.
Oh, he's going to perform the whole season. Eh?
Yeah.
Kweja is. Then when I go in, I want to make sure.
You want to stay in the team. Hence, Killer, I said. If Sundowns or Pirates were to play the semi-final of the Champions League tomorrow, not even a single player from Chiefs will be in the starting lineup. If they were to go,
I agree with you.
It's the reality. We have said it here. It's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of leaders, you look at that team that played yesterday. Who is the real leader? This new guy, the defender Miguel, is new in the team.
Mm.
Mark is in and out of the side.
Yes.
The midfielder, the guy from.
So only this boy has been consistent.
In and out of the team.
Dotlio.
Yeah, Dotlio. He didn't even play yesterday. He was on the bench.
Yeah.
You know, you can't entrust that responsibility on a Chabalala.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Villa guys.
They are still young to become captains of that side.
Yeah.
The keeper also, Vuma, he's still a little bit experienced. You know? So they don't have the leadership. And you have got another interesting dynamic of the coach. The guy is still new in the team, trying to build this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have got a coach who is new in the league. You have got players who does not measure up to the demands of the club.
Yeah.
You are going to have a serious problem.
But don't you think it's always better when you bring these coaches and then you put someone like your Dr. Khumalo, like you, who have been there next to you.
So know the culture of the team,
Understand because they take long to understand the South African players.
I hear it sometimes the former players they hammer the team and then they go
about. Oh yeah.
No, about they say, ah, this is what he's talking to.
Because the difference with Sundowns and Pirates is that how to not look up for Sundowns, how to not so well. Mambush, surprise, clump of faith. So, Lua and I, the news are in the office,
Michael Manzini,
serious business, you know.
Got Sapula
is there. How to not go to.
Even though they are not directly involved in the
but you see the former players. Yeah,
it drops off.
It's a point of reference.
Doing that as well.
They trying to do that,
Aboma James, hanging around the boys and welcoming them as well.
Yeah, it's good because of they invite us, you know, to come talk to the boys and which is good, eh? Mm-hmm. Which is good. Because of, you know, most of them they grow up
next door there.
Yeah. He gets VIP, serious VIP this one.
Last thing, he was singing with the fans.
No, Pep was singing with the fans. Did you watch the game on Saturday?
Yes.
You saw my branch, my banner there.
Yes, of course. You are we go to Lesotho, you are
like
there. Everywhere
like
we go. Like he's there. But I mean, you touched on the coaches, and that's the other thing that I think is absolutely important. Yes, the lifespan is different, but in terms of what you've seen, you'll start Killer with, of course, your coach, who is also quite theatric. When you have a theatric coach like that.
Who, Nabi?
Yes. For the young players and what he's trying to build there, how do you think he impacts the game, and what have you seen? Do you think he needs more time as well?
Sure. when he firstly came and he started, and the media was overhyping him and stuff, and I think he did well when he started. And but when time went on, I think I don't know if he ran out of tactics or
ran out of tactics.
But
killer.
what I'm saying, well, these people from the north, they've got how they behave, they've got the certain behavior. They like to be like, blah, 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 like I'm cool.
Yeah.
And then they're aggressive.
They're aggressive. So it can be sometimes when it comes to South African players are sensitive.
Yes.
You know, they are sensitive. You have to understand them with the culture and everything. That's why Gary Twenzo would say, maybe an assistant coach or understand so that when the coach shouts at me after the training, one Kohela goes like, ah, it's one more Tosca.
Yeah.
Mm. So, but he also needs players, man. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So he has no players either.
He has players. Players are there. I'm saying the quality is
the
not
quality
what,
is not it.
What,
look at what's happening. Jaden Arons can help some, can help Chiefs. All the players, that's another signing, which they don't really need.
Yeah.
They can go there and help you. So you have to take all the money. Mm-hmm. Lodge is available now.
Mm. Zungu was available.
Zungu was available.
I thought he was going to be a good squad member.
Sandile Mtata was available from Paris.
Yeah.
They could have taken that boy to come and play there. He would have made a lot of difference. It's a top, top defender.
Yeah. Now he's struggling with goals. Kemet was here.
Yes.
There's a boy from overseas who was training with the Sundowns as well. Come on, Mutiba.
Yeah, Mutiba.
That's what you need. The players like that, the profile. You know, even if he's going to come in, he's going to take time, but the profile is there. When I play against like Ikalibito, like, he knows this guy anytime something can happen, you know?
Yeah.
And it pushes the team as well. But I don't think the quality is enough, man, for Kaizer Chiefs. No, I don't think so.
And then, Scheme, on your side, Spanish guitar. I mean, he got in and a cup specialist from the get-go. I guess you can't say he's run out of tactics when you look at what he's doing.
No. Let me tell you. No, KG said something important.
Yeah.
You need someone who know the culture of the team, even if you know the culture, but you know, a South African.
Mm.
This is what Pirate is.
When the boss at all, like,
there's Mandla there.
Yeah, true.
When the coach come, because of their thing, what this coaches from where they are aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So if the coach is aggressive as a assistant local, I'll call Katle and talk to you as you know, forget about the coach.
The language barrier
is dangerous. Tebo Moloi, you know Tebo.
Yeah.
The time when the coaches the coaches will come speak English, he'll come and speak in Zulu and say, I like you overlap. I'll go and show. What you understand? Yeah, because of Agri, the thing is that I'm a book.
Yeah.
I think the language barrier, I like that KG.
Big words.
Yeah.
Overlap. Now they say,
Pirate. Finally, a local.
The technical bench.
And I think Kunalao Minasalamul. 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Mm.
Now we understand the culture of the team and understand the players.
For sure.
You know? Yeah. And it's good, you know, to work with players to understand them, know them, understand.
Yeah.
Same like as a leader or as a senior player like KG. So understand. So it's good for those boys to have Manda. I think he must get a credit, he's playing a big role for Pirate.
100%.
And a person like that also, he must not be naughty because he can be dangerous.
Yeah.
If he's going there to tell the players what the coach is not saying, then you are going to have chaos.
You are right.
But if he is working with the coach properly, then you have got a killer combination.
Yeah,
because some of these assistant coaches, hey!
He might just lose the language Yamuka Asimara as a coach.
No, no, but
at the same time, they can
kill. There was one time at Super Smart, I can't mention the names, when Coach Pujo was standing there, say, And also, just to add on the Paris coach, I think the guy also, just in terms of him as a person, he's a very, very calm.
Yes. Yeah. Humble person. I like that as well. Mm.
He does not make noise.
Mm.
And I've observed Pirates in the Champions League this season. There's a lot of planning that goes on there.
Mm.
You can see that they're meticulous in what they do. Yeah. They know what they're doing. Yep. And really, I hope he stays there at Pirates for a longer time, because I would love to, I would really, really love to see Rivero with the league.
I think you're right, because of, you know, knowing the chairman doesn't like someone who talks too much, who shouts at the players. I think that's why I like that coach.
That's why last year.
That's why last year, because of, even you see the comment, he doesn't blame any player or whatever. Doesn't too much, you know, mopampiring. When mopampiring or you always talk about, like, interview, obvious. Hey, but other coaches, they'll, you know, talk, they'll say controversial things, whatever. But that coach, Lynn, I think it's something in Kitanghoring, like, this guy, I so wish, you know, I was young, play under him because of his.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you mentioned the chairman. Actually, it's his birthday, right?
Yes, the Iron Duke's birthday.
But also, if I was, I think what they did well through the years, the first team and the development, you can see how they're doing the same thing.
They work together, not true.
Check these boys, Robert Lam from development to front. So credit must go to people like
Joseph Makan.
Joseph Makan as well, because they're doing a good job.
Yeah, they never get the credit.
But I think other thing, the coach believes in the youngsters.
So I think they're working together.
I think the club is heading the direction, because also management has to buy into it. So it's a good thing that everybody's in sync and they understand the vision, because I think the biggest problem that you'll have in any other club, when there's no vision, one person wants to pull this side, the other wants to go the other direction. So I think the unity that Orlando Pirates has, it's spot on, and you see it from, of course, the youngsters.
The unity of 2002 energy, Orlando Pirates. Same.
Yes. Yes.
Give Leremi. You know, and they played a big role, those boys. They came to the first team. There was something else. So I think that thing is coming back.
Team was
if you remember the team,
that team. He was supposed to play them goal of task. He got away. And the reach over at us.
So get the happy people, eh?
Yeah. So Super Scott Nelson came.
Yeah.
Well, remember the people.
Yeah.
But that week we came Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coach Bizonio.
They were starting new budget for that camp.
You see, it goes back way to the quality. I mean, even Super Sport, that Super Sport there, Coach Bizzo. These guys finished, they nearly won the league. I mean, Bukila, Butikoti, Poraselemani.
They used to give us a hard time.
Temba Mbuni, Kaitaro Tembo, Sense. It was a good team, and most of them were young.
For sure.
True. Never dala bolo, never be just suk suk.
Yeah, let me follow up with him. Be sabar kaman kavansi back. Shakes.
I'm glad.
Before Tiki Taka, there was suk suk.
There was a player from Zambia.
Yes.
One of the best left-footed players I've seen in South Africa, Emmanuel Zulu.
Eesh.
You remember him? That boy.
But
so now you understand now. Before, when Balsam Downs Kisa or Pirates Kisa foreign, you knew they were bringing quality.
Coming to the SKG. Yo,
so now.
Yo, everyone now.
Now there's a player against Sahile.
What do you have against Sahile?
No, but KG is right. KG is right.
But Sahile, oh my God, he can score a cracker from nowhere.
One game, then tap in.
He's a striker, really.
Hey.
Maybe he's not a striker.
I think he's a winger, maybe.
Maranani, you'll play players at the wrong position a lot. Because when you look into, remember the Carling game and where the youngsters were played and how Jose Rivero was using them? You see that, no man, there is something that is off. And
our,
how they
our team, we fixed it there. Even us, we should be there.
Sometimes we play.
Sometimes they have interference from somewhere.
Maybe.
We will blame our coach.
Yeah.
It happens. I've played for teams and last minute, see, with zero.
That's why I didn't want to become a coach. Kill me and say, "Look, you find that it's not me."
You're not making the decisions.
Yeah, the whole week you're in the starting 11. Too much meal. We just go side.
We just start lucky.
I won't kill you.
Yo.
He didn't sleep well last night. These days I get a lot of body language. The coach doesn't like your body language.
No, we love Brajay, all sides of him. But I mean,
but
gentlemen,
the league is balling.
The league.
There's no Brajay, there's no Pizzo.
It is. Yeah, I guess the characters are different now. But I mean, Skim, you look into this trio that is exciting. I mean, you saw it now in the previous game against Richards Bay. Dido, Rile, and of course Nkota also coming in there. Talk to us about, of course, what we can expect from them. I mean, we know Rile will find spacing anywhere, and he's just absolutely brilliant. But also, you know, what they can bring more into the derby.
I think the catch of the team, it comes from long way. Kabu give. So it was Jali. And now I think that too, they're playing a big role on the Pirates. Nkota, he's game by game, he's, you know, growing. I think well enough from Rele, if you remember Rele before, he used to carry was selfish. Sometimes the people find out that it's free and then never pass about. I think, you know, once Odlala, the more you grow. Understand? I think the boy now is matured. Look at the two goals that he gave it to Maswangani. You can see he's not selfish. He's not selfish. So yeah, I'm happy to see the way they are combining.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes it's good to win a game before the derby because of it gives you confidence.
For sure.
Losing the game, you're going to play a derby. Mm-hmm. This is what Kata is saying. Tomorrow, the coach will call you the last day and call and say, like, hey, I'm going to start Roy and Roman Johannes or whoever. You understand?
Yeah, for sure.
Because if we lost the last game,
yeah.
Sometimes they judge you, you know, with your previous game to play a derby. So, but I'm happy the coach doesn't do that. You know, he gives everyone opportunity to play, especially the youngsters.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm happy to see the youngsters playing, you know, a derby. Mm-hmm. And I hope even in court is going to start. You know, 2006, my best moment or my favorite derby ever. 2006 in Devon,
World Cup and all those things.
World Cup. You know what happened? The coach came to me. It was in the Gamma. Then said to me, hey, man, like, man, hey, youngster, say, man. I'm like, what, coach? Ah, man, you think Senzo? Jemba, Mkonanzi, Kosewolewa, Walaza, and who's the other one? Can play a derby. When are they going to get the opportunity to play a derby?
Yeah.
Or the experience? Play them and see. Yeah. He played them and they played very well. And, you know, he said to me, I said to him, talk to them and I'll talk to them. Then after I spoke to them, I told, this is what I said to Linda Mkwanan. You know, you're going to mark tickets again. After you kick him, don't say sorry. And I want you to say sorry, you're gone. Don't say sorry. After the game, you can go and say, Hotman, sorry.
During
the game, there's no sorry, Kadan.
Yeah.
You know, he's a play to KGs, but I used to kick him after the game. Ah, kick him, sorry. So, you see, and he gives them opportunity.
Yeah.
Next one, that scored two goals. He went to AFCON. Jamba, he played very well. He became, and he was playing with Tigo. That day, hey, Tigo, but he was something else. Eh? KG. So yeah, you know, I'm happy to see youngsters playing the derby.
How do you feel about your youngsters? I mean, I don't know why it's like I'm saying this, but I mean,
on the contrary, I think on the balance of probabilities, you can say. The Chiefs youngsters, if the environment is right on the day, they can flourish. I mean, Shabalala is a very good player. I've even gone to the extent of saying, I think, just in terms of pure football ability,
do you think they will slip down?
They mustn't restrict them. I mean, Shabalala should start.
Yeah.
Obrigado, Vilakazi should start. Mm-hmm. There's a serious issue with Duva because he got injured. I think he's out of the match. It looked a nasty mm-hmm. injury. I don't know. I don't think that Zwane will start.
You don't think so?
Because he didn't play the last match against free agent. I mean, I just don't know.
I'd start him.
But you would start
him. Yeah. You know?
Maybe the other issue is that Matlow is back. So what you will probably do, Matlow, with either Mart or Mtetwa, you know, and then keep
the problem with Chiefs now. Mm-hmm. They have a big problem, when it comes to strikers.
Yeah.
So that's the main problem. I think when they're going to play Pirates, they'll go on the front foot. They'll go.
On the plus for them, Ranga squad.
Yeah, so.
Maybe, you know.
They must get goals from somewhere. Yeah. Mm. I don't know, maybe from set pieces or. Because last derby they created goals, you remember that?
Even to pray.
Opportunities, even to miss some. Two opportunities,
Even that guy, Sahil,
Chivavero.
He missed a good chance. Chiefs could have won that game. Yeah. If they built those chances earlier, Pirates was going to struggle to get back to the game. And now they gave him confidence. They scored 3 goals and it was game over. But I'm hopeful. Chiefs, I played for Chiefs, man. So I have a soft spot for them.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. Because if Chiefs win, he knows. If Chiefs win, the country is happy. Bento Higa will send a bonus money. Everyone is happy. Home never leave our home. We kiss our stadium by happy. Problem is supporters on social media.
But also, I foresee a situation where this can be a derby for the young players. I think
it is. They're on the billboard.
I think the stage is set the stage is set for these young boys to go out there and really and give us a show. It's a pity for Chiefs with Dua. I really don't think that will come, but Chabalala will probably be there. Vilakazi will be there. They are key for this side. We spoke to Dr. Kumar last week.
But Dogalo doesn't like to play them together.
He must try and find a way. Mm. Yeah. Because yesterday the reason why Chabalala didn't play is because he was on three Olakas. They were saving.
Yes.
So. He will definitely come back and play.
Yeah, that boy.
On the other side of Pirates, I think we all know Mofokeng. We all know.
But you see now the difference. Yeah, Pirates and Chiefs, Chabalala and Mofokeng. Mofokeng, what's in it? Now only end product in this game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From all his goals. Mm-hmm. So this Chabalala, I don't know. He doesn't score enough goals.
Yeah. For somebody
he needs
who
to improve
in that
on that.
Yeah.
Scoring.
I'm scoring him. I think the future is bright for him.
When is your academy starting?
No, hopefully end of February.
End of February.
Yes.
And then you can start teaching them a little bit more on how to score more goals.
But also still on the issue of the derby, I think the other important things, obviously, I mean, is the experience and the senior players. For Pirates, you look at somebody like Makaula. I really, really like Makaula.
Yo, me
for
too.
Me, for me, he's one of the best players of the season.
Yeah.
He will definitely be a nominee if he continues.
Too much.
Mm-hmm. He's in charge, he's in control. The Champions League has also helped him. He understands that terrain now. It's not easy there. Him and Mbata, then they made
complementing each other.
Completely important. The backs, Sesani and
they played Kogi last week, ne?
They changed them. But Sasan is coming up. I had my doubts at the beginning. He's proven me wrong. I think he's
a future leader, future captain.
No, he spends a lot of time with Happy Jelly. One of Happy's products.
You see, that's what I'm talking about.
He's eliminating mistakes. He's coming. So I'm quite comfortable there. Up front, I mean, Mabasa and, Hoto and them coming on the sides and putting the crosses. Pirates are fine.
Okay.
It's just a matter of enjoying the breakfast in the morning, having a nice team talk, getting into the bus.
It is to make a study lineup.
It's to
make a study lineup.
Because you know what to get.
You know what you're going to get.
You know what you're from these guys.
I remember the Brazil coach in 1994. Was it 1994 or something? He announced for the final, World Cup final, announced the squad a week before.
Yeah.
Because you knew what Brazil was going to be. For Chiefs, it's a bit tricky. The coach needs to find the solutions. And I hope they don't get too much sucked up into this thing of fiddling too much.
For sure.
They must sit as a technical team, decide on what they saw on the weekend and what Pirates bring. pick a team, stick with it, and then go. If you are going to be all over the place, you are going to have
Adama, just play that Mulungu left back. Okay.
Cross. I think Mashiru will start back. At left back.
If they can play that Mulungu left back.
Not this one. Not this time.
You see this one we are discussing before the game. You ask us. Yeah. They are going to play that Mulungu team.
We are kidding that one. Parga N1.
N1.
That's that we did well.
Who? Mulungu.
You almost gave them a penalty. We did well.
Who? Mulungu.
Yeah, go.
Yeah, I did well, but
you want him.
This David, they were still studying him, eh?
So
because plus the Europe, plus they can study you
for sure.
Yeah.
But gentlemen, what I want to find out, it's the goalkeeping department and what they bring. And the reason I asked this is because we saw Buthelezi over the weekend, right? And you kind of see how Pirates look without Chaine. Same thing with Mamelodi Sundowns, how Sundowns look without a Ronwin Williams. So you see now with where football is going is that you need your keeper. Your keeper is not an ordinary.
He's an extra player.
So there's two keepers from both sides. What do they bring for both their teams? Killer, you can start with Kaizer Chiefs. Vuma.
I think Vuma now he has to step up because he's been under E2 and other keepers for a long time. He's experienced. He's been at Chiefs for a long time.
Yeah.
He needs to step up. He needs to. His service is okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I think sometimes he panics on the ball. And I think now teams wants to play from the back. And he must be solid. He must be consistent, you know.
Mm.
And but I still think Chiefs need another goalkeeper.
So you're not happy with the keeping department?
I still think so. He's a good goalkeeper, but you don't have time as Chiefs.
You
don't have time.
No,
so.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to do well tomorrow. Yeah, I mean...
you're really insensitive, bro.
On the week. Because he's played in Davis before. He's done well.
Yes,
he's
done well.
Yeah. I think when it comes to these games, he does well, but he loses concentrations when he plays in these small, let me say, smaller games than this.
For sure.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that the Davis is going to prove everyone wrong and shows that he can fill in E2's shoes because everyone is asking about E2.
So. Skim, with your side, you look at a Sipo.
Skipper is happy.
You know what?
Sipo's been there.
You know what? I'm happy with Chaine. I think he's doing very well. And after he got like a spot of the national team and playing the Champions League, each and every game is improving.
So
and I think, you know, it's good to have a goalkeeper like him, you know, competing with Buthelezi.
Yes, because, that was my next question.
You know, one thing about
also the back four is solid.
The
goalkeeper, your back four is solid.
You can trust them.
You trust them.
You've got CBC, you've got Tessani, you've got Van Rooyen.
So that's the difference between Chiefs and
no, but it's good because
it's
backline. It's backline. Only Leon. Just the backline. The backline is too slow. The backline is too slow. It's too slow. The backline. But you know, Pirate is good because we have a healthy competition.
Yeah. Yes.
Like now, the coach didn't want to risk Chaine. That's why he played Buthelezi. Before the derby, you know, I think KG said it. The coach will save other players. But before they'll look at the team, you know, Otamakan Leon. Like Chiefs, they were playing against, you know, a team from Castle or whatever. So, you know, that's why they gave, you know, other players, you know, a chance to play and rest. But rested the players. Some like Orlando Pirates.
Some players save themselves. Second half, Orlando Pirates players, they look
but
like...
But that's unprofessional.
No, one get injured. No, you know, Dabi, that's why KG said, even if you are injured, that day, Wajim. I remember Villagazine, we'll go to play in Venda maybe Wednesday. You won't go with us. But we come back Wednesday, Thursday. Will come and train. Players will complain and say, "Hi, Baba, so no, in fact, when you fully mellow, you know, ball. Mamela Uti, Ati, I won. Zabinila, Name. Ask him, Saturday. He's not his kid, Mr. Uto. Ula. It's our affair to do. That's why it's like there's Dabi players. Dabi and Lepara Tayon. You can't leave Villagazi. Even if he's injured, he come back, you know, he'll train one day.
Yeah.
You'll play him.
So who are the derby players now?
I get Sundowns for the big game.
No, let me tell you. You see, Pirate, for me now, I think the whole team.
The whole team?
Chain from the whole team. Hoto is a derby player. Van Rooyen. My defender.
I know.
That one. You know why? Because of, like, I think Kasuchi, you know, those boys are hard workers.
Yeah.
That's why, because of PW, you need hard workers, eh?
For sure.
You don't need lazy players, otherwise. But I think with Pirate, everyone is working very hard. So that's why I think Omulo Mumula, I would say for that. Yeah,
so, Skipper, just tell me, Maswangani, Mazi, over Mazi, how do you deal with him for a derby, man? If you are there to advise
me,
him.
Let me tell you. Bon, Kasi style, play your style. This is what happened to Rakhal and Kalinga, their first derby. Do you still recall it? What did they do or buy and say? Thank you. Ask them, they'll tell you. Because of they used to change next to me and I was injured, ne? I said to them, play a normal game. Dribble, derby is all about let's say gazine in fact. Mm. Bon, but in their half. It's what me sorry, hey, kato, inka, utwar ur. And this is what Jomo did. Chepo Masile, this is where baller is at top. Come chepo. Understand? Monday, they were like, you thank you, brush lag. I'm like, no, to enjoy that, play a normal game.
Yeah.
If we are dribbler, this is what crowd might say. Mm. But don't dribble away. In our half, you lose the ball, they score a goal. What's going to happen? Hey, the supporters now, they're going to
show the
tomorrow you look like, hey, we can see the way.
And also to add to that,
there is,
and I think to add to that as well, it's this thing of players wanting to try new things at a derby. I remember the time we were having a conversation, but Dota, if we didn't try it, go training.
Don't do it. Play a normal game, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's what I mean. From Hosongan.
So used to do them.
Hmm.
Like, you try to shoot from outside the box. What would he say, man? Kill a shooter guy. Please, Malaka.
I've never shot a ball. You know, it's like you were a Zangora penalty.
Yeah.
But because of your dad was that penalty. No. Well, about to buy the Umasongani, but bending tree.
I have a feeling it's going to be a good game.
With the question, you ask Umasongani, now I'm happy the way long ring, but I'm like encouraging her most to, I did say, in their half. But it's good because of all this Pogu Nale, and then I see his.
What's this?
Now it's coming.
Pushing higher, Nedigas.
No, you know what? I think behind the striker, because if we look at Pirates, we play with, you know, one striker.
Mm.
So I think for me, he might just be like Messi, Bona, row behind that.
He
can score many goals.
That's the problem.
He can score a lot of goals.
For the position where he's playing.
Because of there, as Masongan, you don't mark, you have two or Kaolis, you understand? Your favorite player?
Makaola and Kalen.
Makaola and Kalen. You know, Benny used to say that to us. Defenders are slaves, Mark. You tell him, Benny.
Yeah,
you are slaves, Mark.
Because the system allows you. You have got two pivots in Makaula and Talenda. You are a 10. Then Mufugen comes on the left.
Thank you.
You have got enough numbers. Do stuff.
Yeah.
You still have four defenders there. You don't mark after Bona. When I'm Merokwa, just Bona, Rove and Fela Moli.
Now the only thing that infuriates me about the guy. Sometimes
he didn't like him at the beginning.
He dribbles going that like Parazi Iyakwa.
Yeah.
He dribbles going. What is the angle? Get that guy looking. Going there. Or he does this thing and then takes the ball back. That for me is bad.
That one is a big no. Even in NAS, like in Kabelo, I can't do a big no. Man, I'm fit.
But gentlemen, before we get out of here, I mean, we've run out of time. I want to find out from the both of you, and I'm happy that you both are here. You can also touch on it, influencer, especially you, Killer, because you've played, of course, overseas. You started off your career basically overseas. Really. And we were having this argument with Magenta and Yapi, Skim, and they were saying they had different opinions about Rile and going overseas. The one for it, the one against it. When would be the right time for Rile to leave? Do you think it's...
After this season?
This season.
Yeah. He's still young. I think when you go overseas, you must go age.
Yeah.
This age, like Matlati said earlier, ask overseas for the sake of going overseas. You know, we can't look over
You go to countries like Belgium, France, you know, Netherlands,
yeah.
Well. Portugal.
Portugal. If he goes to Barcelona, that's good for him.
Yeah.
But I think this is the right time for him to improve as a player. I think he has done well. He's shown what he can do in the PSL. If he wins the league, if he wins the league this season, then it will be the right time to go.
If he mustn't go to a big club in Europe, he's not going to.
No, I'm saying he can go to Barcelona. They loan him out maybe to a smaller team. Then from there he improves and there's too much time. He'll come back most of the time.
Come back and retire here, maybe.
Yeah,
how do you feel, Skim? Your face is. You want him to go, Mara Nkiti, or is he.
No,
black and white.
No, I am.
Yeah,
when the producer comes, he must just grab with both hands. I think KG wanted to mention something. Benny McCarthy left, you know, at the young age, and what happened to Benny?
He came back.
Spent how many seasons?
No, overseas. 17 or something. Like that.
Almost so, 20. Same like really. I think he's.
And he came back, he won the triple.
Mamela, so he'll go and after he'll come back, play for Pirates and win another thing. But okay, the good thing is that, you know, KG said something. After he win the league, he can leave. You know, he won everything.
Yes.
He only left with the league.
The league.
You know, you win the league, I know you can leave and say, I won everything. So you come back. He mustn't do like other players.
You know, also, Skip, you know, in South Africa, also with us, you see now he's doing well. Next season, Aganyame.
Yeah.
You understand? Aganyamalal next season.
Yeah, and have a play of the year. And
play of the year. Because if you check the history of play of the seasons and following years, they disappear from your lodge to from. Because of Levisa and this thing, yeah, relax.
Complete,
yes.
Okay.
Because of that, and maybe higher overseas, they don't take, you know, you always improve there.
For sure.
So I think, yeah, after winning the league, it will be the right time for him to.
Yeah, no, I think he must leave,
Must leave?
Yeah.
All right.
Because in two seasons, I'll tell you what I am. Where did the Kawash go?
The Kawash.
It's on a pillar with a pack of gold, pack of slatter.
I suppose you have to stay local. No, true, KG. No, but true. What I said, he can change attitude here tomorrow.
It happens. It's South Africa.
Most of them, it happened.
And not necessarily they drink alcohol. No, there's players who doesn't drink, but because of.
They're just distracted by
everything else.
Right,
it happens, you know.
So he might just leave the boy. I don't enjoy her.
All right.
Yeah, my two cents worth, I think.
Yes.
I agree. He needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
But South Africa were obsessed with Manchester and what. And
no.
Go to a smaller team.
Yeah.
Because the reality, if you look at players, international players of his age, everywhere in Europe, he doesn't come anywhere near those boys. He needs to go to a place where he can look at Sandra Campbell. Sandra Campbell go to a big club in Belgium, but they put him in the, I don't know if it's DDC
second
or whatever, in the second division. And Sandra Campbell soon will be promoted to the first team, because he's going through the structures and he's a good player.
Yeah.
They are watching him, and you know he needs to be playing at that level.
For sure.
He should go, and he must also go to AFCON. I wanted him to be in Ivory Coast. It does not be.
Yeah, AFCON, yes.
He must go to AFCON. And I hope the coach plays him. Because this Bafana coach also has got the thing about the youngsters. He doesn't really trust them.
But that one.
Play them as substitute.
You remember when he came, he said. Remember he started out 10 months when he was too old.
That
coach. But I like that coach.
I appreciate that. But before we go, I'm not going to ask score predictions because I know where you're affiliated, but I'm going to ask you who you think is going to be the man of the match in this accolade.
Hey, tough one.
Mofokeng.
Yeah. I know. If he can, you know, continue the Watalanga thing, I think really Mofokeng. But even Masonganye,
No, you know what? That boy is brave, man. I've never seen the youngster brave, so he doesn't care the occasion or.
Yeah.
So I think he'll be the. They will no longer standing at the dive. I think so.
You know those boys, Kazine, really, Lenko, Tabanko, Salamuku, and Gifter.
I believe in it.
Bafana Valida, but if I be gifted of a promoter, another bull, I just imagine a youngster. Cheese! Ah, those boys, man, born, they were something else even.
Can we leave you like
a girl? Come on, 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 Look at Napoleon. I just.
And it's crazy. Cheese, I was actually listening to Cheese. And Cheese was saying the thing with Rile, you can play him in any generation.
But you see, now we're talking about. Skim, we're talking about Masongan. So, Nasamakai. Behind.
So
was not my key.
Later on.
Yeah, so this is my song, and I think you must, you know, learn from about one about so. About Omaka, I think. Don't waste your energy, go Mark.
And I really doubt if these players now actually do have time to sit and watch the videos.
I don't think
they do.
I look at the videos of the
previous,
like of it so.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe was a big player. Of a Jabule when Jabule started. Jabule was a.
No.
Jabule used to dribble going forward. These are the days of. You know.
Yeah, but I'll chill. I'm not chilling. I'm a cat.
These guys, do they know who is gifted them? They don't.
Lebohan Mukwila.
Huh?
Yo,
I know, class.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
So had hair, and what else? He was dying it at that point.
Yeah, he was dying.
Then Napoleon, I was something else today. I'm cool. Number five, you have a foot. Keep us like small, Marie. It's not an extra life. Double extra life.
Parents were playing Sundowns and loved us. They interviewed Paul Dolez and played Sundowns. Of course, hey, the big team is coming, eh? And I'm scared of one player. The little Napoleon. I like this Shabalala boy. I think
okay.
If he was in a right, I think if, like, for example, if Shabalala was a pirate,
yeah,
eish, that boy,
he will fall. It's just that he's in an almost dysfunctional environment.
Yeah.
So we are not really seeing the best of him. I think, at the risk of being ridiculed by people, I really, really think that, in terms of just pure natural football talent,
yeah.
Shabalala might be a little bit slightly better than Mpoke.
Yeah.
If you if you look at a player,
mm-hmm.
he's complete. He's got everything.
But the difference for Mpoke is scoring goals.
Yes, Mpoke is scoring goals. Yeah.
So if
but
he can,
he's a very good footballer.
Now I can't wait to see the combination of him and Rele.
Oof.
Ah, Shabalala and Rele.
Coach,
please give them a national team.
Yeah.
We'll
kill
team.
Maybe we can jump chips. Because you know sometimes.
Who must jump?
Hey, jump to see this. It's not easy now, eh? No, to jump now, you must go somewhere and jump. You can't join jump.
There are people that jump now.
You must.
Happy pilot, oh. Support that taxi driver.
Yeah,
but
you have a problem.
In Nako is finished. Thank you so much for joining us. Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you enjoyed it as much as
and
we did.
And by the way, before you wrap up, you see the formation. This
he's
is
gonna put himself
this
in the starting 11. By
this
the way,
this is a spy. Usori 5, Mole. Usori 6.
I wanted to hear.
What is cooking?
Dog is back in wire. Like that. Yeah, I don't know. Say
that again.
No,
Macbeth Sivaya.
No, we need part two, guys. We'll come back and once the derby is done, and of course do.
Yeah,
and
you must speak to the guys at Bedway.
Yeah,
no, guys at Bedway. Where's my camera?
There's your camera.
We need a part two.
That's
how we wrap up the Arena Sports Show. It's been absolutely fantastic. Let us know who your man of the match accolade will go to come the end of the Soweto Derby on the 1st of February. It's been absolutely fantastic. All roads lead to FNB Stadium, mm-hmm. So we'll definitely see you there. Cheers. Bye.